Hi there. Playing a hand of cards in my bar again. Without saying hello first, I'm hurt. No, don't mind me. I just want to see what kind of hand you have. Oh, my fingernails are digging into your shoulder. Well, that's too fucking bad. Dealer, won't you turn over your card for my friend? I want to see if they won. Ooh, that's a bust. Lady Luck wasn't with you. Guess you just got me. And the house is taking all your money. That's a shame. I hope you have more where that came from. You didn't forget how much you owe me, did you? No? Good. And how could you, with my daily reminders? And so many of them are delivered in person by yours truly. You should be honored. I'm a busy girl. If only you were so quick with your payments as you are with your comebacks. Come on, we're going to have a talk in my office. Don't worry, my associates are going to guard the door and make sure we're not interrupted. Am I going to break your knuckles? Aw, that's a good one. I love your knuckles. How are you going to pay me back with hurt hands? Honestly, that's why you get yourself into these messes. You have no business sense. There. Now that's better. The two of us alone in a dark room. Have a seat at my desk and don't mind the papers. It's been a busy week. Care for a drink? Wine? Why am I being nice to you? Wow. You just ruin all the fun by cutting to the chase. You know, some people think it's fun when a beautiful woman invites them to a private location. Yes, well, this is why you can't win at cards. Sometimes you have to let the situation breathe. Give yourself time to assess what's going on. I bet you're in a rush because of that pretty face of yours. You think it's always going to get you out of trouble, don't you? All right. What do I want? Life is long. Why are you in such a rush? You haven't even complimented me on my dress yet. We're both wearing black. I think it's cute when couples match. We're not a couple, and you think it's too revealing. Look, since you're so intent on not enjoying our time together, I guess I'll get to it. You owe me a lot of money. How much? This paper here. This is your cost breakdown. You're a terrible gambler. Look, I'm not foolish enough to squeeze blood from a stone. What would happen if one of my goons turned your pockets inside out? I'm pretty sure the only things that you have that are worth anything are that signet ring of yours and what? Embalming fluid? Who am I gonna sell that to? Exactly. So, I think it's time I took it out of you in trade. That isn't your trade, you fool. You're a necromancer, not a sex worker. I meant you're going to raise someone for me. Have more care with your words. You almost gave me a heart attack. God damn it. Ugh, I spilt wine on my dress. Ugh, I need you to come with me to raise someone. What condition is the body in? I don't know. The name of the deceased? I don't know. You're asking too many questions. I have it on a piece of paper somewhere. Look, this is a favor for my business partner. Yes, I have a business partner. An investor, really. I manage the day-to-day operations, and they have the money. Haven't you heard the old expression? Anyone who has a partner also has a master. Anyways, we're raising his uncle. I guess he was loaded, but a little paranoid. You can do that, right? Good. Yeah, me and my partner had a big fight about money last week. This is the peace offering, so everything needs to be perfect. I'm coming with you. Stop it! You're annoying me. It's not a date, it's a job. Honestly, I think you're better seen than heard. You're lucky, I'm pretty sure that face of yours draws in some customers, otherwise I would have settled this with you long ago. You think I like reminding you every day how much you owe me? I think you're full of yourself, and you don't know who you're messing with. Look, tomorrow morning I want you to meet me at the cemetery in town. And if you don't, I really will break your knuckles. Okay? Okay. I'll see you then. There you are. Come on, we're going into the mausoleum, the big one covered in moss. You should feel right at home. It's a long way down. Wanna pretend we're friends and make small talk? Ha ha, yes, I did say you were better seen than heard. But it's dark in here and I can't see you. Come Come on. After this, I won't see you anymore. Unless you come by the bar to gamble, but if I were you, I wouldn't. What's my small talk? Yeah. Is that better than hearing how bad you are at blackjack? All right. How did you become a necromancer? I heard you have to die? Nearly die. But only as a kid. Ooh, no wonder there's not a lot of you. So, what was it? I mean, what almost killed you? It's personal. Oh, sorry, I didn't know it was a faux pas to ask. But we're here. We don't have to pretend anymore. The body you need to raise is at the end of this hall. Come on. Pitter-patter. What? People say that. Yeah. Pitter-patter, let's get at her. Yeah, well, you're not from around here. Ugh, you're so weird. Come on, this place gives me the creeps. And it's freezing this far underground. Ugh. Really? The cold is good for the bodies? Is that why you're handling it so well? Go figure. How is it better for them? Oh, slows the rate of decomposition. Well, I learned something new today. This definitely wasn't a temperature made for the living. Here, the door has a strange lock. Rich people are so weird. It's like a locket? There we go. Ugh, creepy. And it closes behind us? What? Why does your face look like that? Hey, easy with the coffin. It's probably really empty! Why is it empty? The door? No. Damn it! The key, there's no lock. It's just a stone slab. I'm such an idiot. I can't believe I trusted my partner. After that fight we had. He wanted to start rigging the games. I guess he figures if I'm out of the way, he gets a better cut. I've been set up. We're stuck here. I got gaunt. I really thought... Ugh, it's so cold. I can't even feel my fingers. What are we gonna do?